Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon title for today is Giving by Grace. The text is based on today's epistle reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, especially the verse 1. I would like to read for you now. And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. So today is Thanksgiving Day, a special day. I'm really very glad to be here this morning. There's not many chances to me to meet some of you because I also serve in Faith Lutheran Church in Surrey Sunday morning. Yeah, this is a special day for me too. I'm happy to be with you. Even though it may seem I'm taking a risk by preaching today's message. Last week we talked about the risking living. We know this month our church focused on stewardship. The stewardship is a hot topic, right? Because so easily money and possession can be what drive our life. These things so easily become our gods. So I hope you won't shut off your ears. I ask God's mercy upon me so that I can faithfully preach His word. Also, I ask God's mercy upon you so you can take His word into your hearts. In our scripture reading this morning, we see God at work in a marvelous way that we simply call grace. Grace is that wonderful love of God that He gives us even though we do not deserve it. Grace is a surprising, unexpected, undeserved mercy of God for sinners. So now let me share a story about grace from my life. About 4 years ago, our congregation applied for a vicar, which ended up being me. Bad and good, you ask it, you get it. I received the placement in May and started to plan moving from St. Catharines, Ontario to Richmond. Trinity that time started looking for a place for my family. And you all know the housing price here. So with under 1,000 a month rental budget for a family of four, really it's very difficult to find a place for us. Until the end of June, nothing had been found. That time I was a little anxious. One day, Don Hindle, director of parish services at that time, called me, saying BC Affordable Housing will contact me for an interview. So through some connection here, the church found a two-bedroom apartment just behind the church. I think a lot of you know the end of this story. It was just the right time, right place, right price for my family. So I was amazed. I was surprised because I heard there was a long waiting list to rent an affordable house here. To me, that was grace. Surprising, unexpected, undeserved mercy. In our Bible from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we hear about God's grace. God's grace touched a church in an area called Macedonia. And the people of that church thank God for His grace by giving their money, much of their money, to people who were starving without food. St. Paul is describing to others what the people in Macedonia did. And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled end up in rich generosity. This church in Macedonia was a small church. This was a poor church. This was poor people. Paul told them about starving people in the city of Jerusalem. In his letter, Paul asked these Macedonians to help feed them by sending money to buy food. I couldn't tell you what a Macedonian looked like, but when I read this passage, I see this cloud of Christians hearing the plea for financial help and moved with compassion. I see them quickly acting. I see people pulling out their money jars, digging into their meager savings, and rushing it to the church for collection. I see people confident that God will provide for their daily needs, even though they themselves are poor. And I see lots and lots of smiles. Even though they were poor, the Macedonian churches gave. Why? Paul makes it clear. Through God's grace, the Christian as Macedonia gave beyond their means. They realized that they were saved by grace. Their understanding of God's love in Jesus Christ, God passed their heads and into their hearts and filled them with an overflowing joy, which led to wonderful generosity. Verse 5 of this chapter says, they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us. Their faith response was to give themselves first to God and then to help people in Jerusalem who were poor and starving. Their offering, their financial giving, was based on God's grace. As our sermon title says, they were giving by grace. So really, what a great reminder to us on Thanksgiving Sunday when we consider thankful giving. How about us today? You see, our offering, our giving is not a financial issue. It's not a matter of how much or little you have. It's a matter of your heart. It's a matter of faith. Our giving is a spiritual issue. Who is your master of your heart? The Macedonians first gave their heart to their Lord Jesus, and only after that gave their money as an offering. My friends, don't give 5 cents or $1,000 to the Lord until you are clear what is in your heart. Are you giving out of obligation? Are you giving out of guilty or pride? Or are you giving in response to God's grace like a Macedonian Christians? Today we are talking about God's amazing grace. His surprising, undeserved love and mercy for sinners. like you and me. I'm sure that most of you know that most wonderful of all hymn entitled Amazing Grace. Let me read two verses for you. Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe thus far. His grace will lead me home. God's grace saved you and me from the power of sin and death. God's grace brings you and me through the dangers and heartaches of life. God's grace will one day take you and me to our heavenly home. God's grace is seen clearly on the cross, where Jesus died to pay for your sins and for my sins. St. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In Jesus we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. As we focus our heart on Jesus and the riches of God's grace, we will find that we are free to serve and to give. Like Macedonians, we give ourselves first to the Lord. And by his grace, he will lead us to give joyfully and generously. Please listen again to how God's grace affected the Macedonians. Out of a severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testified that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints. These Christians held nothing back. They were free to give and to serve God, especially as they saw people in need in Jerusalem. And why would they give themselves so freely? Giving has everything to do with willing hearts. You give when your heart is open in response to God's amazing grace in Jesus. When you love Jesus so much and you are truly grateful to him, you cannot help but show it with your life. Our Sunday offering really gave us an opportunity to tell Jesus how much we love him. We ask our Lord to use our financial offerings to support the ministry of our church, so we can tell more and more people about God's amazing grace, his saving work. God gives us much opportunity here in Richmond. So look at our church calendar. You can see how much this church for the Lord to bring the gospel to the people around us. Listen again to how God's grace motivated the Macedonians to give. Brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given to Macedonian churches. They did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. So the order in which things happen tells us something very important for our lives today. The first, God revealed to them His grace in what Jesus did at the cross and His empty grave, empty tomb. Second, in response to this amazing grace, the people committed their heart to God. Third, after God had their hearts, then the people gave their financial offerings. So maybe you're already aware today that our offering place is on the floor in front of the altar. I wonder what would happen if one Sunday, before passing offering plate around from pew to pew, we would have a large offering plate sitting in front of the altar on the floor. Then, one by one, each of us could take our turn and step into that plate. First, we would offer our entire heart and life to God in response to all He has done, in response to His amazing grace. Then would follow the passing of the plate. What impact might that make on how we see our offerings? Our offerings are simply an act of worship, an act of thanks for God's grace. There is no limit to what God's grace can accomplish in your life. There is no limit to His love. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe thus far. His grace will lead me home. Thanks be to God. We give and we live by God's grace. In the name of Jesus, amen.